I shall see when I look upon his face, the one who saved me by his grace. When he takes me by the hand and leads me through the promised land, what a day, glorious day.
Coming a day when no heartache shall come and no more clouds in the sky and no more tears to fill our eyes. All is peace forevermore on that happy golden shore.
When I look upon his face, the one who saved me by his grace, and when he takes me by the hand and leads me through the promised land, what a day, glorious day.
Jesus,
I shall see.
Hallelujah.
When I look upon his face, the one who saved me by his grace. And when he takes me by the hand and leads me through the promised land.
What a day.
What a day.
Glory, glory.
Glorious day.
Well, I hate to cut the music. Oh, but what a day. Listen, listen.
And
there'll be no sorrow.
Sorrow there.
That's over yonder.
No more burdens
at the marriage supper.
To bear.
Hallelujah. I've got to go here to the broadcast. What a day. What a day. Are we going to have a broadcast? I really believe that. We're going to have a grand broadcast today. It's a tough subject. It's a subject that goes right to the heart of this nation and this church world. This church world, woe to the moms and dads. These are unsaved moms and dads. Woe to them, Jesus said it, concerning this coming hour, the sorrow that's going to be upon this earth. You've often heard that all the little babies disappear when the rapture takes place. That is not biblical, not even in the least is that biblical. Everything in the Bible has a precedence. Go through the Bible, and the Bible never changes its precedence. The days of Noah, who was saved? One family, one man and his wife, three sons and their wives, and if there were children, I'm sure the children were with them, but none of the children out there in the world were saved. Sodom and Gomorrah, follow the Bible from beginning to end. The precedence is plain. When God judges the whole civilization existing apart from his perfect will, apart from his glory and his kingdom. And I will prove that to you today. I won't leave any in doubt if you'll stay on the line, stay on the phone, stay on the radio, stay on the internet, stay on the Facebook. I'll prove it to you. I know I can, or I wouldn't dare say it. Now, you know me that good. I'm not going to come on here and make promises that I can't keep. I am here for you and for your good and for your kingdom. I'm sorry, for his kingdom, for your part in that kingdom. And I want you to really get something from God today. I really do. Mamas and dads, I promise you that if either one of you are truly saved, and your children have been sanctified by that believing mom or that believing dad, they're going to go with you in that rapture. And you're not going to have to be here and worry about them and feed them. But all of you unsaved parents, all of you parents who have religion but aren't really converted, don't really belong to Christ, you're just religious, you go to one of these sinner-friendly churches that doesn't ever teach people to get in that altar and get your sins washed away and be born again. It's going to be a sorrowful hour. I think the darkest hour of human history has to be this hour following the Great Tribulation. Now, we got a lot of things to talk about, but let's start at the beginning of the Bible. What the Bible says. What does the Bible say? Go with me to the book of Luke. Go with me to the book of Luke, chapter 21. I love the book of Luke. He was a great physician. I'm talking about in the physical before he was converted. He was a doctor. And Luke was a very learned man, a very learned man. But he repeated only what Jesus said when it came to doctrinal matters. What Jesus said, that's what counts. Understand me? Let's go to Luke 21 and verse 14. Let me get my help here. I don't have to have it in every case, but it's easier for me. Settle it, therefore, in your heart, not to meditate before what you shall answer. For I will give you a mouth speaking wisdom, which all your friends, your enemies, all the people around you shall not be able to gainsay nor resist. And you shall be hated of all men for my name's sake. And you shall be hated of all men. I'm telling you, the world will hate people that live a godly life. And you shall be hated of all men for my name's sake. But there shall not be a hair of your head that shall perish. In your patience possess you your soul. Boy, am I learning today that it's my patience that possesses my soul. It's no question about it. Didn't even have the light on. Can you believe that? In your patience possess you your soul. And when you shall see Jerusalem compassed about with armies, know you that the desolation thereof is nigh. Listen, know you that the desolation thereof is nigh. Then let them which are in Judea flee to the mountains. Flee to the mountains. It's going to be a dark time. And let them which are on the housetop not come down to take anything out of the house, therefore. For these shall be days of vengeance. These shall be days of vengeance. These shall be days of vengeance, my dear friend. We're talking about vengeance, that all things which are written shall be fulfilled. That all things which are written shall be fulfilled. Now, here's the clincher. I want you to hear this. All things that are written shall be fulfilled. Everything the Bible has said about this dark day is coming to pass. But listen now. And listen, you got to hear it. But woe unto them which are with child, and to them that give suck in those days, for there shall be wrath, great distress upon the land, and wrath upon the people. For there shall be great distress upon the land, and wrath upon the people. Now, we are talking of a dark day, my friend. We're talking about a day when this world shall move into a seven-year tribulation period. And what does Jesus say? He said, woe to those that are with child, and to those that give suck in those days. Now, you know what it means to nurse a child. That means to give suck to the child. The child nurses the mother. It's a beautiful thing. It's a beautiful thing, and we love it. But woe to them in that day These are the people who don't make it in that rapture. These are the people left here for the dark tribulation period. And woe to them that are with child. That means they're pregnant. We use the word pregnant. I don't even like the word. I like the words with child. Woe to them that are with child. And to them that nurse their children, that nurse their child. Oh, Brother Chambers, are you telling me that all these little babies all over the world whose mamas and dads don't know God, don't have time for God, don't take time to live a godly life, don't live in this Bible, you're telling me their children are going to be left here with them? Yes. Absolutely. That is the total precedence of the scripture. It has never been otherwise. But let's go. Let's look at both sides of this debate. This is a great study. This really is. Let's say, all right, he's only talking about the children that are not yet born, those that are yet in the womb. That's all he's talking about. Do you know how many children are born every day in the world? Every day in the world, there's 233,000 plus children born every day. In 4 days, that's almost a million. Well, you go ahead and figure that. I did some calculation. In 2 months, that's 14 million children that have been born. We know they're going to be here for the tribulation period. And moms and dads are going to have to take care of those babies yet unborn when that rapture takes place if they're not saved. Of course, it's saved people. The mother will go up with the baby in the womb. I guess we'll be born up there. I don't know how God will take care of that one, but he has a good plan. I guarantee you there are some things that God planned he didn't tell us about. Aren't you grateful for that? But you can be assured, if all the babies alive at the moment of the rapture went up, in 4 days, there would be a million that have been born. In 2 months, there would be 14 million who had been born. Are you listening to me? So either way, you're talking about a multitude of children. Most likely, the mark of the beast will not be instituted until the middle of the 7 years. That's 3.5 years down the road. Do you know how many children would have been born in those 3.5 years? 280 million. 280 million children would have been born by the time the mark of the beast is instituted, even if every baby went up with the rapture and was gone from the earth. Well, it just makes no sense because, one, it's not biblical. There's not one verse of scripture suggests it. The precedence is exactly the opposite, exactly the opposite. So let's go by the word of God. Now, I'm going to do something special today. In a little while, I'm going to let you call me on the phone here at the office, and I'm going to answer questions for you. If you send me a text on my cell phone, I will look at the text and read it. Okay, if I can get to it, my phone's been updated and kind of messed me up. When they update them, you know what they do? They mess up the people like me who's already learned how things should operate. But I think I can get there. I'll try. But I'd rather you call me on the phone, which is right here, 704-391-0588. And you can start anytime you're ready because this kind of conversation is a must in the church world. We got to get to the core of this. Right or wrong, we got to get to the core of this. We got to say to these parents out there that don't have time for God, and they say, well, my children will be gone. No, your children won't be gone. You mamas and daddies that don't serve God, your children will not be gone when that rapture takes place. And you are going to have a responsibility that takes my breath away. Takes my breath away. Won't be able to buy a bottle of milk until you take the mark of the beast. You won't be able to get in your car and go buy gas until you take the mark of the beast. Do you understand the mark of the beast is a mark of the devil and the Antichrist? And when you take that mark, you're forever damned. Can you believe we've had some preachers the last few years that try to preach to people that you can be forgiven of taking the mark? And yet the Bible says every person that takes the mark is forever damned and there's no turning around. Well, preachers will preach anything if they can get a good offering. And I'm sorry for that, but this is one of those preachers that don't care a lick for the offering as long as I'm not telling the truth. I've got to preach the truth to you and I've got to get you to understand. This Bible is incredible. Now, this is the book of Luke. chapter 21. All you got to do is pick up your Bible and go read it and go down to verse 23. But woe unto them that are with child and to them that give suck. Now notice what he said, in those days. Now he's been talking about here in this section of scripture is the coming 7-year tribulation period. In the book of Matthew 24, which is exactly the same as Luke 21, except stated a little differently, one by Matthew, one by Luke, and both of them tell the things that Jesus said. They're not giving you doctrine, they're giving you the doctrine of Jesus Christ. Not their doctrine, but Jesus Christ's doctrine. And he said, Jesus said, woe unto them that are with child, and them that give suck, and he adds, in those days. Now, do you get the picture? Do you get the scripture? Somebody says, I don't believe that. Well, you don't believe the Bible, so don't argue with me. Argue with the Bible if you think you can get away with it. I'm going to tell you right now, you're not going to get away with it. Remember what it says, if you change one word, your name will be taken out of the book. He says that if you add a word, he'll take your name out of the book. The book of life, he mentions. Oh, my dear friend, don't play with truth. Let's just believe truth. What do you say? Now, that's the book of Luke. And that's the words of Jesus. And that's very, very plain. Now, do remember, all truth is based on precedence. You don't interpret the Bible with some new idea. You interpret the Bible with prior Bible verses. The New Testament is interpreted by the use of the First Testament. Always. Remember what Jesus said? You don't believe? Search the Scripture. And what scripture was Jesus talking about? They didn't have anything but the Old Testament or the First Testament. And Jesus said, search the scripture, for in them is that which testifies of me. Of me, Jesus said, speaking of himself. What a truth that is, that the Bible is full of precedents. And we take the precedents to interpret and translate the latest statement, the latest thought, the latest idea that comes in this holy book. Don't you love this Bible? I hope you love this Bible as much as I do. It's an incredible book. Well, there's so much I want to talk about today, and I'm going to give you a chance to call. So let me move quickly to the book of St. Matthew. The book of St. Matthew. I wish I could read this whole passage, but time just don't allow me to read as much as I would like to. But let me begin. Matthew 24, and I'll start with 15. When ye therefore shall see the abomination of desolation. When ye therefore shall see the abomination of desolation, spoken of by Daniel the prophet, stand in the holy place, whoso letteth let him stand, whoso, oh, I like that word, then let them which be in Judea flee into the mountains. Let him which is on the housetop not come down to take anything out of his house. Neither to him which is in the field is not to come back to get anything out of his city or home. And woe unto them which are with child, and to them that give suck in those days. Matthew says the same Luke says. Woe unto them that are with child, and to them that give suck in those days. I mean, he is making it so clear that this is the dark tribulation hour. He is calling it in those days. He just described those days. He just told you that this came from Daniel the prophet, who spoke of the coming tribulation period and the end time scenario. It is so wonderfully stated in this Bible that there is no excuse for anybody to preach anything but that the wicked, the ungodly moms and the ungodly dads, the unsaved, maybe they're not so ungodly. Maybe they're members of churches, and maybe they pay tithes, and maybe they do good things, but they've never been born again. They've never had their whole heart and life changed and saved by the blood. Only the blood can wash away your sins, my friend. You can't wash away your sins shaking the preacher's hand. You can't wash away your sins just saying you believe. The Bible says the devil believes and trembles. You've got to repent of your sins. You've got to turn from your wicked ways. You've got to become a new creature. Listen, The book of 2 Corinthians 5:17 says it plain. If any man be in Christ, he is a new creature. Old things have changed. Old things have been washed away. Washed away, he says, and all things made new. That's what it means to be saved. And if you're saved, your children will go with you in that rapture. If you're living a godly life, you haven't turned away, you haven't gone back to the world, you haven't gone back to your wicked ways before you were saved. You're living right now. You're living for Christ, living a godly life, looking for Jesus to come. When you go with your children. I promise you that. I promise you that. And Beth Chambers, you say that with such finality. How do you know? Well, let me take you over to 1 Corinthians, okay? This is a powerful statement. The 1 Corinthians, wonderful. But the unbelieving husband is sanctified by the wife. And the unbelieving wife is sanctified by the husband. Also, listen now, else were your children unclean, but now are they holy. The salvation of mom makes her children holy in the sight of God. The salvation of a dead, even if the mother's not, makes the children holy in the face of God. So here he says, 1 Corinthians chapter 7, go read it for yourself. I only go by the Bible. I never teach or preach nothing but what's in the book. 1 Corinthians 7, 14 and 15. You read them, my friend. You let the Bible give you direction, because we are in a late hour. I'm telling you, we're on the verge. See, I'm coming to this out of this passion that's taken hold of me, that we are right on the verge of the rapture. That any moment, we're not talking about weeks and months and years. We are saying that any moment, we don't know the moment. We don't know the hour. I just read and studied this week what Jesus said. He said, no man knoweth the hour, not even himself. He names plainly that even Christ does not know the time of his coming. Only the Father. The Father has that in his power. He didn't give it to Jesus. He didn't give it to the angels. Boy, does this teach the Trinity of God, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Here is something that Jesus says, I don't know, but my Father does. I don't know, but my Father does. Boy, the Bible, see, the Bible is so perfect. There's no excuse for these false doctrines that are everywhere. There's no excuse for them. They are people who think they're smarter than the Bible. People who think they can come up with doctrines that the Scripture doesn't teach. And this is a sad thing. My heart breaks with it. You can tell that I get animated as I dig in this book and study and try to get you ready. I am after getting you ready. I want this truth to go all over the globe. I would to God that every one of you would right now share this program with everybody on Facebook. Everybody on your Facebook page. All you got to do is hit the share and send it, and they can decide. We're not forcing nothing on anybody. We're just giving them the Bible. And you heard what I said a while ago, and I want everybody to really get this, that the babies that are born the day after the rapture, there will be the Bible. I mean, the information that you can get from the systems of the world tells us that 100 now, notice there's 233,000 children are born every day. So one day after the rapture, there will be 233 babies in somebody's arm, in somebody's hand, in somebody's responsibility. In 4 days, there'll be 1 million babies in somebody's arm, in somebody's responsibility, in somebody's care for them, and insight over them. In 60 days, 2 months. After the rapture, everything's getting ready for the dark tribulation. The Antichrist is moving with great speed. Even the Father's judgment is falling on the world, and the world is in such turmoil. The Bible says men's hearts fell in them for fear, for looking at those things which are coming on the earth. And in 60 days, there'll be 14 million new babies. 14 million new babies all over the globe. In a year's time, there'll be 80 million new babies. In 3.5 years, at the middle of the tribulation period, there'll be 280 million new babies. And somebody has got to care for those babies. The Antichrist sets up his kingdom. Everybody is going to be required to have a way to have the mark of the beast. You'll have to have one of these by then, I promise you. I promise you, the government will at some point start giving them to poor people who can't afford them, or at least think they can't afford them. They get these things when they can't hardly find something to eat in most cases. But I want to tell you something, friend. When you think of everything you do being under scrutiny, of everything you, every act you make on your purchasing and your lifestyle requires a mark. They right now, I call, you know, my OnStar, my car to get some direction, and they'll come on the line from somewhere. I don't know where they're at, sometime other countries. And they'll come on saying, yes, Reverend Chambers, what can we do to help you? Well, I need this information, okay? And they know the highway I'm on. They know how far it is to where I'm going. They give me all that information. You wait till all of that's finalized, and it's close to it right now. The Antichrist will have complete possession of all your information. I'm going to hide here. Watch it. I'm watching you hide. Yeah, he don't know where I live. Don't tell me he don't know where you live. There's a picture of your house everywhere you can imagine on the globe. My dear friend, the hour is coming when there will be no secrecy and there will be no privacy, and you will be responsible for the mark of the Antichrist, and you can do nothing unless you have that mark. And your babies, can you imagine watching your kids starve to death unless you go and take the mark? And when you take the mark, you damn yourself. And probably out of that, you're going to damn your children, because the deception will be so intent. If you think it's easy to be deceived now, it is a joke. Deception is a joke today. Most people still don't see it and understand it, but God's got some folks that do, and I thank God for my discernment of spirit. Sometimes I wish I didn't have it, because it's such a responsibility. But I'm calling you to get yourself right with God. Now, sinners, mamas and daddies, I'm telling you, you will be responsible for your children after that rapture takes place, and you will find yourself in a heap of trouble. You will find trouble and sorrow and darkness like you've never known. And I'm here today to tell you, get yourself right with God. Find your place. Get on your knees. Cling to that blood that Jesus spilt for you. There's not but one thing will save you. That's the blood of Jesus Christ. There's even these crazy religions now that say that Jesus is a bad name, and that's not the name of the Messiah. They've come up with some kind of junk. And I'm just amazed that people are stupid enough to follow right into these veins. Even people raised in the church are foolish enough to follow almost anything out there when they're not. See, when you're not saved, you really don't have discernment. You can't really tell much of what is happening around you. Now, here's what I want to do. I'm waiting for your call, 704-391-0588. I've got a cell phone here, so it'll help me hear the phone when it rings, 391-0588. That's the number here in the church. I'd love to have questions. I know there must be a host of them out there. Please don't just, you know, seethe in your disappointment and criticism of me and not call and let me try to help you. I want you to understand. Now, what I want to do while you are calling or while you are thinking, I want to go back in your Bible and I want to take you to the day of the flood, Noah's day. The Bible said, as it was in the days of Noah, so shall it be in the time. Now, notice these words. This is in Matthew 24. As it was in the days of Christ, so shall it be in the time of the coming of the Son of Man. So exactly what happened in Noah's day is a precedent of what happens now in our day. Oh, the situation is different. The way of judgment is different. The finality of the whole matter is different, but the results are equal and everything is the same. Now, go with me if you would. Go with me if you would to the book of Genesis, and let's see. Let's go to chapter 7. Genesis chapter 7. Listen to the Bible. And the Lord said unto Noah, come thou and all thy house into the ark, for thee have I seen righteous before me on this earth, or in this generation. For thee have I seen righteous before me in this generation. Come thou and all thy house into the ark. Now notice God said come. He didn't say go, because the ark was God's vehicle. God was in the ark. Did you know that? God was in the ark. And the Bible goes on to say, of all the fowls and everything, thou art to bring them into the ark. And it came to pass that after 7 days, that the waters of the flood were upon the earth. See, the earth opened up, the waters within came up, and the waters above came down. And it was just a quick kind of judgment, and it all had happened. Now go over, if you might, to verse 16. And they that went in were male and female, male and female of flesh, and the Lord shut the door. Notice that, and the Lord shut the door. So when Noah and his family had gone into the ark, God was inside. He had said to them, come in, not go in, but come in. See, this is all an exact picture precedent of the coming rapture. We're seeing it just perfectly as God has so revealed it in his Bible. So God's in the ark. He says, come in. And then once they're in, all the animals, God shut the door. Now, God had told them to put a window in that ark. I don't know if there's more than one, but I know there was one. I know that. The Bible says that very plainly. Can you imagine Noah and his family looking out of that window and seeing that multitude of people that were now scrambling for salvation, for a way to live, for a way to survive? The water is rising. I can see fathers out there with children sitting on their shoulder trying to keep them out of the water. And slowly, everything on the face of the earth dies because God is judging the earth. And all of those wonderful little children, you say this is horrible, but this is sin. Sin is always horrible. The result of sin is always a dark, miserable thing. And we're facing it again. We're facing the judgment of sin, and preachers want to make it pretty, and there's no way to make it pretty. Preachers want to make it look better. They want to be friendly about it and make everybody feel positive and all excited about how wonderful it's going to be. And it's going to be wonderful for the Christians, the believers, and their children, where moms and dads are saved. But then the generation of the unconverted, the generation of the rebellious, the generation of the wicked, the generation of those that don't have time for God. Notice the Bible makes it plain. The Bible makes it plain, for thee and thy family have I found righteous upon the earth. The only people going in that rapture are the people he finds righteous. And you better understand, it's not something in your head. It's got to be something in your life. It's got to be something in your heart. Don't think that in this moment of judgment that your believing in Christ saves you without any change of your life. Your life has to be changed. Your heart has to be changed. You've got to repent of your sins. You've got to turn from your wicked ways. No other way. Now, there's a picture. As it were, Jesus said this now. Matthew 24 quotes it very perfect, very beautifully. As it was in the days of Noah, so shall it be in the time of the coming of the Son of Man. Do you get that? Are you hearing, Brother Chambers? So shall it be in the time of the coming of the Son of Man. Well, let's don't stop there. Let's go to Sodom and Gomorrah. What a wicked city. I mean, we've got a world that is quickly becoming a Sodom and Gomorrah. America is loaded with homosexuals and lesbians and transvestites. It is just like it's the prize lifestyle of today. They say very soon, if I say these things publicly, they'll put me in jail. Well, they'll just have to put me in jail. But I believe Jesus is going to come before we get to that point, but I'm not sure. That's in his hands. I don't know how soon he's coming. I may go by the way of the grave. I don't know. I really don't care. As long as I'm ready to go, that's all matters with me. Being ready, walking with God, serving God, and helping you. If I know anything about me in my life, I want to help you. The thousands and the multitudes of you out there who are not right with God, mamas and daddies. It is amazing. Us grandpas and grandmothers, you know, there's a host of us. And most of us have children that don't have time for Christ. They're still not saved. They're not living a godly life. They're looking for excuses. They find fault with us. I get a lot of fault found with me because because I'm an old-fashioned one. Just saying it like it is and living it. I promise you, I'm living it. I don't care what you hear about me. Brother Chambers is going to live by this book. I'm going to treat my worst enemies good. I'm going to treat my worst enemies good. When I meet them, I tell them I care about them. If you knew how many hours I've spent the last years, months, a year and a half at most, all my life, but more the last year and a half, praying and weeping for people that hate truth, that hate the Bible, that hate the message of the rapture. You know how many people hate the rapture? Oh, the Facebook is loaded with them. Every once in a while, someone will come on and say, that's false doctrine. Well, they don't know. And I pray for them, and I care about them, and I weep for them, because I'm telling you, we are at the hour. Now, look at Sodom and Gomorrah. You know how Abraham loved his nephew, Lot. He loved Lot. He gave Lot the choice of choosing the prized land to take his cattle and his great host of animals and his great farm supply. Abraham gave Lot the choice. You choose which way you'll go, and I'll go the other way. There's too much contention between us, or tension, I should say. Too much disagreement. So you choose one, I'll take the other. So Lot goes down to Sodom and Gomorrah. First, he pitches his tent towards Sodom, and the Bible says. And then a few verses later, it says, and Lot dwelt in Sodom. Well, Lot's in Sodom. Abraham is off doing the work of the Lord and shining for Christ and the Lord, and two angels show up where Abraham is dwelling in the area of Mamre, and begins to talk to Abraham. And two of those angels go down to Sodom and Gomorrah. The Bible says they go to find out if the city is as wicked as the cries that they are hearing coming from the city. I wonder what God is hearing from Charlotte, North Carolina. I'm praying so devotedly for a sovereign move of the Spirit. I'm looking for God to begin to show wonders in the heavens above and signs in the earth beneath, because we are on that very verge of the most horrible wickedness. The Democrat Party has literally gone to hell in their positions and in the things they are laboring for. It's a pitiful situation. It really is. Thank God we've got a man as good as we've got in the White House. We'd all maybe already be facing the jailhouse. I don't know what them people are planning, but I know what God's planning. I know what God's planning. And I'm believing Charlotte to have a Holy Ghost revival. I'm looking for signs, wonders to appear in the heavens above and signs. I'm looking for Christ to move through this city like a mighty revival of spiritual graces and hundreds and thousands of you to get saved. That's what I'm praying for. I'm telling you, it's going to happen. And we've got to get people warned. We've got to get these mothers and dads living in sin. These people that have joined these sin-friendly churches. I'm telling you, churches like Elevation, it's amazing. I meet their people everywhere, and you can tell by everyone you meet, they don't know a thing about being saved. They just got religion. They've been led into this craziness, and if they can rock and roll in the aisles on Sunday, they feel comfortable then to live like they please all week. I'm sorry, my friends. This kind of stuff is dark and full of midnight, and the judgment of God is coming. Now, I want to go to Sodom and Gomorrah, but I want to stop right here and open up these lines. I want some telephone calls. I want to talk to you. I've got my cell phone here. I think I can get into it. I hope I can. They mess it up on me when they update them. Do you know what that is? When they update them, then you're in a mess, and you got to go try to find your way around. And it isn't always easy for me. It may be for some of you who are smarter than I am, but not for me. All right. Well, I got a picture of one of my great grands from up in Maine. She likes one of her parents. From you, one of her presents from you. And that's one of my little babies. She's not but 3 months old. You think she likes what I sent her? I don't know. But I imagine she's got something sitting over there beside her. I can see what it is. I just sent him some chocolate candy. I mean, some pecans dipped in chocolate candy. Brother, I promise you, that is good stuff. That's good stuff. Well, I got to get past my grandbaby. I get to watch one of them. If I don't be careful, I forget other things. Let me see here. Very busy All right, nothing there. If you have a text, a question, you can text it, 704-578-5788. That's my text. That's my phone, my text, 704-578-5788. You say you're giving your cell phone over internet and over Facebook? Yeah. Most of us have a home phone in a phone book, and that's available to everybody. So why should I worry about my cell? I promise you, I won't put up with people abusing it. I know how to close them down. I know how to block them off, you know, and I'll do that when I need to. But I care about souls. I really do care about souls. There's so many people in this city that I know that are so lost. And I keep saying, you've got to quit waiting. You've got to get ready. The Lord's coming any moment. The Lord's coming any moment. I'm opening the lines. 704-391-0588. That's the church number. I've got four lines here. And I'll take your calls. I'm going to watch for you. 704-391-0588. I want to hear from you right now. I want you to start calling, and I want some questions. Can I get them? Can I get some questions? Here's the phone number for you. That's how I want you to have the phone number. I want you to know what's going on. Whoa. I'm telling you, whoa, all of our two moms and dads who are unsaved for their children. That's what's up there in the theme. I'm trying to read it myself. Whoa to moms and dads. And Jesus is the one that gave you that warning. I mean, woe means a warning. It means listen. It means take heed. It means do something about your life. Do something about your situation. Now call me. I'm ready to take some calls. 704-391-0588. Took a bunch last week, and I'm waiting on you. 704-391-0588. Tell me if you believe and understand what the Bible is saying about children being left here when the rapture takes place. Only children going up in the rapture are children with godly moms or godly dads or both, godly moms and dads. That's the way it ought to be. Every home ought to be led by a godly man with a godly wife. A sweetheart wife and a godly man has nothing more beautiful. And if your family's not led by one, today, I cry out. Woo, I feel like screaming at you. I feel like saying, quit putting this off. You don't understand. The moment that rapture takes place and you then are responsible for your little ones, and you don't know God, you've never been washed in the blood, you've never read your Bible, you don't know what's coming next. Do you know what's coming next will be a big thing for people after that rapture takes place? Look at this. What's going to be tomorrow? And every day is going to get worse. Every day is going to get darker. I'm telling you, I showed you 2 weeks ago that when the trumpet sounds, the whole world is going to hear it. Everywhere on the face of this earth is going to hear the same trumpet at the same time. And when that trumpet sounds, millions on top of millions of godly men and women will come out of the graves. There'll be holes all over this earth where some saint of God was buried, and they've come out of that graveyard. You say they're going to leave a hole? Yes, they're going to leave a hole. If you don't believe it, go to Matthew 27. And that bunch that was resurrected when Jesus was resurrected in Jerusalem. It says plainly that the graves were open. The graves were open. Your grave will be open if you're a saint of God and you've died when that rapture takes place. And the world can't, I mean, that in itself will shake men beyond anything I can describe. And it will be one of those great events after the other. Millions dying every day in the most horrible judgments you've ever heard of. And things will happen. This world will never be the same after that rapture takes place. The change that will start will be immediate. And it will be incredible. And feeding your babies, your children, will be the gravest responsibility every mama and daddy will have. I actually think that will be the gravest responsibility anybody can have, is to feed their children during the 7-year tribulation period. To do it without taking the mark of the beast will be basically impossible. And maybe, There's some ways you can scurry around. I don't know what you'll have that you can find a little way around. I just don't know. I just don't want to be here to find out either. I'll tell you that right now. I want to be with Jesus on the other side. Well, anybody willing to call? Are you so in disagreement with me that you don't want your name to be known that you call me? Or do you agree and you're concerned about your grandbabies? You're concerned about your children? How about some of you who are really living for Christ? And you know in a moment's time, you and your children will be gone. How about calling and telling me how excited it makes you to know that when that rapture takes place, which can be any minute, we just don't know, that when that rapture takes place, you and your family will be gone. Anybody happy about that? I'll tell you right now, you ought to be. Call me and tell me if you are sure of that, if you have that assurance in your lifestyle. 704-391-0588. 704-391-0588. I'm waiting for your calls. I want to spend these last 18 minutes, if I could, talking to you and hearing some things that you're thinking and some things that maybe you would like to say or some questions you would like to ask me. I mean, I am here to help you because I care about your soul. I care about your condition. I really do. I care about your condition. I care about the moment that's going to arrive very shortly when Jesus has come. Well, I'm going to leave that there. If I can help anybody answer a question, I would love that. Maybe this is just over your head. Maybe I've shook you so bad that you don't even know what to ask. I don't know. Up to you. 704-391-0588. I'm looking. I think I hear the phone. I do. You are on the air. May I help you, please? You're on the, well, that's, did I wait too long? If I did, I'm sorry. I may have waited too long because I'm trying to make sure I can hear your calls. Call quickly. We're here because we care. I'm here to answer your call. That person is still on the line, so the lines are open, 704-391-0588. 704-391-0588. That line's tied up, so there's another line, so you just dial 704-391-0588. I would love to try to answer your question. We're talking about a serious subject, the rapture, any moment. We know that, as it was in the days of Noah, so shall it be in the time of the coming of the Son of Man. Now, I hadn't got into Sodom and Gomorrah yet, but it's very breathtaking to see what happened in Sodom and Gomorrah. The Bible makes it plain that this very servant of God, this man that wasn't living like he should, I would guess, but he was living righteous. And the Lord said unto Moses, that's a little earlier. Let me go back and get the other part. God says when he comes into Sodom, I mean, it's overwhelming what happens in that city in Sodom. I hope I've got the right place here. I have so many things to dig into and learn until sometimes I dig beyond myself. And it's hard to remember it all. But Sodom and Gomorrah is a breathtaking picture of this whole thing. And you do remember now, you do remember that as it was in the days of Noah, and then Sodom and Gomorrah is even later. And here was Sodom and Gomorrah where Lot had gone with his wife and his children. His daughters had gotten married. And the Lord sent him to go to the home of his daughters and tell them what's fixing to happen. And they laughed at him. They paid him no attention. They absolutely laughed at him and paid him no attention. And the next day comes, and somehow I've got my scriptures here at a different place. And I'm going to tell you that Lot's wife, I mean, she was leaving with Lot. She was leaving with him. But what made her turn around? I guarantee you what it was, her grandbabies that she loved more than she loved anything in her life. And she looks back to the city and becomes a pillar of salt. Because God had said anybody that looks back, he would judge them. And so she looks back, but it does her no good. Her children are destroyed in the horror of that city. Now, my friends, do you want this to be the lot of your children if Jesus would come today? What do you want in the weeks to come and understanding that the rapture could take place at any day and we could be gone? And all of us that are ready, and all of the children of all of us that are ready, and we could be gone. And the world will be in great consternation as they try to figure all of this out, because most of the news media know nothing of what I'm talking about. They laugh at what I'm telling you about today. To think of this kind of judgment turns this world into a seething hatred of biblical truths. But my friend, they are just as real as the day, as the sun shines. They're just as real, because they are going to happen. They are going to happen. All right, I'm waiting. Any questions? 704-391-0588. You may have heard this years ago, and now you're getting a renewal of it, and you're going to understand it again. I hope that's true. If it's true, because I want you to understand, we are living there. On the air, may I help you, please?
On the air. Yeah, I have a question.
Okay. I'm ready to answer, my dear lady.
Oh, I'm a sir, not a lady.
May I answer? Go ahead. Tell me the question.
Christians who have backslidden,
So you're backslid.
Raptured out or no? Yeah.
Yeah, you're backslid. What you need, my lady, is to get on your knees and repent of your sins. Turn from them and claim Jesus as your Lord and Savior. Let him wash you from your sins, and he'll make a new creature out of you right here today. Are you ready?
Yeah.
You sound like to me you're shook beyond even responding to me. You really are ready to be saved?
Yeah.
Are you ready to turn from sin? Are you still going to try to live in sin and be a Christian at the same time?
No, I'm ready to be...
All right, I'm going to lead you in prayer. Will you pray after me? My Heavenly Father. Go ahead and pray. My Heavenly Father. My Heavenly Father. In Jesus' name.
In Jesus' name.
I turn to you.
I turn to you.
I turn from my sins.
I turn from my
sins. I'm tired of them.
I'm tired of them.
I'm a miserable woman right now.
I'm a miserable man right now.
I'm sorry. I was going by what I hear your voice. I'm a miserable man, and I want to be saved.
I want to be saved.
And I'm willing to trust you.
I'm willing to...
I claim the blood right now. Nothing but the blood. I claim the blood. I claim the blood. Will you say that over and over?
I claim the blood right now.
I claim the blood. Now listen, you keep praying. And when the program is over, about 2:15, you call me, will you? And let me pray with you over the phone, just with you. And let me try to give you some advice and some help.
All right.
I would love to help you serve the Lord, my sister. If there's any reason for these programs that I do, I don't do them for my health. I don't do them because I'm young and full of energy. I'll be 84 in less than a month now. But I want to tell you, I care about your soul. I care about your destiny, and I want you to serve the Lord. Now you turn to him with all your heart, and you go get your book, your Bible, and turn to the book of John, and read 2 or 3 chapters between now and when you call me back, will you?
I will.
All right, God bless your heart. I trust that little lady gave her life to Christ. I have no way of knowing, but I sure pray that she turns to Christ with all of her heart. And there's multitudes of you. How many of you out there that know what it means to live a godly life for your family and to raise your children in the fear of God? And how many of you are just going about life like it's a merry-go-round, like it's just fun and frolic, making money, and some of you may just be surviving by the skin of your teeth. I don't know. Now, all kinds of people listening to me, I'm sure. But any one of you, if you turn to Christ with all your heart, he is not going to say no to you. If there's anything that's true about Christ, he has no respect of persons. One person is as important to him as a second person. And you must turn to Christ. And I pray that you will. The lines are open, 704-391-0588. 704-391-0588. I'll take any calls that come in. Now, I want to chat with you a minute about this whole business of children being left here when the rapture takes place. The only children left here when the rapture takes place are those that do not have a true godly mother or daddy, or maybe mother and daddy. Mothers and daddies who are godly, their children are sanctified by a believing mom or a believing dad. And therefore, the Bible says in 1 Corinthians chapter 7, they are not unclean. They are ready, and they will go in that rapture. But Jesus said, woe to them that are with child and to them that give suck in those days. And he describes those days. Luke 21, read verses, about 10 verses from something like 14 all the way to 23. In the book of Matthew chapter 24, read the verses from about 14 or 15 all the way to 19. And you're going to find a picture of tribulation, a picture of darkness. You're going to find people struggling to survive. You're going to hear him tell people who are out in the fields, don't go back to your home, and speaking particularly of Jerusalem, for such will be tribulation as it has never been, Jesus says, nor ever shall be. And after he talks about that day of such tribulation, then he says, woe to them that are with child and to them that give suck. Now, I was so concerned about this to try to show you and try to convince you that I did a study of children that will be born immediately following the rapture. Let's say if today, before the sun sets, or sometime today, the rapture takes place. Tomorrow, 24 hours tomorrow, there will be 233,000 children born over the face of the earth. The rapture's taken place yesterday, but tomorrow, or today, if you're in today, tomorrow, 233,000 children are going to be born that day. So already, you've got a population exploding, even though the rapture took place yesterday. In 4 days, there will be 1 million children that have been born, 4 days after what we know will be the rapture. And then in 60 days, 2 months, there'll be 14 million. And by the end of the first year following the rapture, there will be 80 million children born. And if you believe the mark is not given to the middle of the tribulation, 3.5 years, there will have been 280 million children born by the middle of the 7-year period. Now, all of this, I tell you, to let you know, God is not an unfair God. He's not going to do to those children born after the day of the rapture that isn't done to those children born far below or before the day of the rapture. So the only thing that can take a child out of here is a believing mom or a believing dad. Anybody that's not believing, I promise you, no mother or dad will be free of their children after the rapture except the godly ones. And I'm begging you, God is warning you. I'm trying to plead with you. Get yourself ready. Now, 5 minutes, phone calls, 704-391-0588, 704-391-0588. I want to hear from you. I would love to try to answer. No text. I thought maybe someone would send a text with a question, but it's easier now for you to call 704-391-0588. Now, will you begin to pray with me for a sovereign Holy Ghost revival? This church is on its face praying for a sovereign Holy Ghost revival. That's been going on here over 1.5 years now. Over 1.5 years. Every morning at 6 o'clock, sometimes a little before, occasionally a little bit after, but usually way before, somebody is on their knees in that sanctuary, and we're praying for a Holy Ghost revival, a move of God. We have fought the devil in the last 1.5 years in a greater degree than I've ever fought him since I've been a minister. The devil has done everything in his power to defeat this church, to defeat me, We've had people right here who was among us who hate that prayer time that we have, who hate the way we've fasted and prayed, and they've just simply left us. And so that's been kind of hurtful to us. But we're surviving. We're making progress. We're winning new people. And we invite you to come to a church where you're going to hear nothing but the truth. You're not going to be treated with kid gloves here. I mean, we will love you and care for you, but we will give you the truth because we are at that hour. Now, the lines are open. I can take a call, 704-391-0588. Maybe you're not calling me today because this is a tough subject, and only a brave person will take it on. If I wasn't brave, I would just say, hey, let me do good things with easy things. But I'm not that kind. I want you ready. Mamas, daddies, I want you ready. I wish I could get every mother and daddy out there right now, listen to me, and find you a place to pray. Get yourself in a good Bible-centered church tomorrow. Get in the altar and trust in the cleansing of the blood and begin to raise your children with this Bible. Every family out there ought to have a Bible study every day in your home. You ought to open the scripture and get your children understanding that the Bible is infallible. I'm telling you, the Bible is infallible, and the Lord is coming. He's coming very soon, very soon. Now, I'm asking you to share this. Hit that share button on your Facebook. Hit that, with the internet and radio, you'll have to just call somebody. But this is archived now. It'll be on the internet in about 45 minutes. Go to www.paulcreek.org. www.paulcreek, PAWCREEK.org, O-R-G, paulcreek.org, on the internet. You can get it live now. Facebook, it'll be archived on Facebook. And you can get it live there. You can share it. And now people are doing what they call watch parties. So why don't you have a watch party with everybody that's one of your friends on your Facebook? If you'll have a watch party with this program, and a warning will go out, or an invitation will go out to everybody who's one of your friends, and you can have 100, 200 watching it with you. I did this Tuesday night, a little short part of this, and we've already had well over 500 from Tuesday night. Today, Saturday, the one 2 weeks ago, or a week and a half ago, has already had over 800. We're having a lot of people who are hearing me, and I pray they're doing something about it. I want you to do something about it. Not, no use of hearing me if you don't do something about it. Now, we are here because we care, and you know how much we care. Nobody can doubt that Joe Chambers cares about you, and Joe Chambers is out to be a blessing, and Joe Chambers will do all within his power to help you make sure you're ready to go, because it's later than you think. It's later than you think. We are so near the coming of the Lord. It could be today. Now remember, it could be today. And you don't want to miss it. You don't want your children to miss it. Get ready to meet God. Get ready to meet Christ. Get ready for the rapture. I promise you. I care about you. I'm loving you. I'm praying for you. Be in church tomorrow. Paul Creek, right here. Right here, we have a great meal after our church hour. I mean, a great meal. It's a wonderful place to go. I promise you, there's not a better place to go to church than Paul Creek. I believe that with all my heart, and we'll be glad to have you. God bless you. I love you. Walk with Christ. He's coming any moment. He's coming any moment, and it will be a great moment when He comes. It will be a great moment when He comes.
Passes by. Hallelujah. You'll find he's not too busy to hear your heart's cry.
He's passing by this moment.
He's
passing
your
by.
Your
He'll save you.
Just reach out and touch the Lord. As He goes by, just reach out and touch the Lord.
As He passes,
Hallelujah. You'll find He's not too busy.
Oh, yeah.
Your heart's cry.
Oh, he's passing.
He's passing.
passing by this moment, your needs he'll supply. Just reach out and touch the Lord.
Just reach out. Sing that line again.
Goes by.